You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you want me, but I think you just taunt me, baby. You say that you want me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but you don't. You say that you need me, but I think you just bleed me, baby. You say that you need me, but you don't. You love me, but you don't. Oh, you say that you love me, but that magic wand above me, baby. You say that you love me, but you don't.
Every time. Good morning and welcome to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Tobias Bruca and coming soon is Jackson Clayton. Sorry about that technical difficulties. Sometimes the playback doesn't behave how I'd like it to. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, last week of classes. For all of us Tufts students anyway. And yeah, just reflecting back, it's been a great semester of radio, great year of radio, and we really appreciate all of you who listen. We'll get some more tunes to you in a second. Yeah.
This is 91.5 WMFO, the radio, Medford,
the hat.
Massachusetts, New Hampshire. It's Massachusetts,
all right,
New Hampshire.
Let's play some tunes.
We're working on it. Anybody have a favorite breed of cat? Call in.
I like Siberian cats.
I like
your Siberian cat's cute.
I really like the is my mic on? No. I really like the hairless cats.
I don't.
I think they're very cute.
I like dachshunds.
That's a dog.
But no, they're so small they qualify.
So does that mean that like a tiger is a dog?
Yeah, isn't it?
No.
And no, coyotes.
Right. What are we gonna listen to now?
Well, recently I've been on a kind of a weird kick with the music I've been listening to.
That's fine.
So next up, we're gonna hear a group of elementary schoolers sing "God Only Knows."
Oh,
all right.
Okay, let's go for it.
It is called "God Only Knows" by the Langley School Music Project off the album "Innocence and Despair." Please enjoy.
You so sure about it?
1987.
So you just heard God Only Knows by the Langley's Children Choir, Twin Peaks Theme by Angelo Badalamenti, and Dog Milk by Palm.
That was some really great pronunciation.
Thank you.
Can you explain God to me?
God?
Yep.
I mean, only God only knows what his deal is.
Would I be without you?
Yeah.
So...
Is this ASMR?
No licking noises.
I hate that.
I don't think anybody likes it. Yeah.
But it's like a fun... It's like in a hip, cool way.
Okay, explain that to me, though. How?
It's like sometimes you make slurping noises and people are like, whoa, that was not tasteful. But when I just made it, people were like, damn, that guy's hip and cool.
Name one person besides you who thought that was hip and cool.
John Lazar. If you're listening, I know you thought that was hip and cool, potentially. Just let me know. Let me know what you thought.
John, if you thought that was hip and cool, please call in.
Sorry to shout you out and bunch you on my side with me, but I think you're the only person besides us who is awake.
John, right, if now you'd like to chat, also feel free to call in.
Please. Yes. Please, yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
We would. All right.
So
what's up next, Jackson?
So what's up next is along with the Langley School of Music project, I've also been listening to a lot of Daniel Johnston, who feels like what every little indie kid in a band wants to be these days. Mm. He feels like the first Frankie Cosmos and the first Front Bottoms.
Mm.
And we're going to hear one song by him called Some Things Last a Long Time, and it's really lovely. And then we're going to hear a cover of that song by Beach House.
Mm.
Oh.
All right.
Fun fact, Tobias and my high school science teacher was named Daniel Johnston.
It was Chris Johnstone.
Which is remarkably close.
Okay.
Okay. Without further ado.
Boom!
Your picture on my wall, on my wall, the colors are bright. not funny. Thank you.
ill to death.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm an upset utilizer of Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and Indians
and frontier psychiatry?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Two an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
You're listening to WFO
Freeform Radio. You just heard Some Things Last a Long Time by Daniel Johnston, followed by the cover by Beach House, followed by Light Upon the Lake by Whitney, followed by Frontier Psychiatrist by the Avalanches.
Nice, I liked it.
Thank you.
Should we interview somebody?
I'm going to do a PSA and we can do a sort of call and response situation.
Should we call John? Should we call John and ask him to respond?
Modest Mouse just released a new song.
Oh, really? Damn, they were my favorite band in 8th and 9th and 10th grade. Yeah. If you take public transport, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. Do y'all take public transport?
Take public transport all the time.
All right, not so fast. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination.
Oh my goodness.
Instead of using public transit.
How far away is your dance class?
Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station. Ooh, wow. Walking the whole trip can often be faster.
That's not true.
And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you would want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Jackson, how long does it take to walk to dance class?
It's like 40 minutes.
How long does it take the T?
Like 30 minutes.
Inexcusable. I'm taking over the show.
But the bus, if I catch the bus, it's like 15 minutes.
Ooh, that's a good deal.
Walk the 40. Children just don't understand these things. Us kids. Us cool kids. Don't you dare lower the volume. Are you cutting me out? Come on, Toby.
Oh,
and I'm taking a tram to the nearest place where I wish I could go. And I hear the voices above say no, no, no. And then sometimes I hear the rhymes and open my little chomper. And eat a bunch of thyme leaves. Thank you. And then there's a sweater. It's never been wetter. It's raining outside. You better get in so you can just spin a little bit of that sweet noise we like to call music. With us three boys, we are little people who live in a steeple, in a church on a hill, and have a carpet full.
You just listened to You Can Be Your Silhouette
by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
You've really been listening to them recently.
Almost nothing else, yeah.
And before that was
Take Off Your Cool, Feet Nora Jones
by Andre 3000.
Before that was PPP by Beach House. Now you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Freeform Radio.
And next up, we have a very special segment. Tobias's father did a segment on Burlington Public Radio about
Vermont Public Radio. I know it's easy to like, conflate the two, but one's a city, one's a state.
I thought you said BPR.
No, VPR.
Oh, yeah, VPR. Oh.
All right, so we're gonna spin this, and we hope you all have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everyone.
And I should know because I teach architectural history at Middlebury College. The Notre Dame is often held up as a typical example of Gothic. But in reality, it's not typical at all. It's exceptional, and it has broken rules at every step of its long history. It stands as a crystallization of human history reaching back to 1163, when it was built on the site of four earlier churches and a late Roman temple. It was first constructed in the early Gothic style, with pointed arches and spindly columns, and was remodeled in the 1240s, in the then-new High Gothic style. And that's when the buttresses were added. Also in the 1240s, architect Jean de Chelles created the first of the gravity-defying circular rose windows, majestic structures of lace-like stonework and colored glass. On sunny days, the light coming in through them is otherworldly. I was 16 when I first visited Paris in the spring of 1977. Three friends and I had taken the train from Brussels. The cathedral at the heart of Paris made a deep impression on me, and it has held my interest ever since. I first learned it was burning in a text from my wife. My first thoughts were